Welcome, everyone, to the blessings of Christ on this first day of December, our procession toward Christmas and the spirit of Christmas. Let's make this call a very special one that helps to put our heart in the right place for celebrating this season of love, truly with love, with charity, with kindness, with caring, and with humanitarian concerns more than material concerns. We're celebrating life more than just celebrating at parties. It's good to do all of it, but let's keep our priorities in place because it helps us to have the kind of Christmas I think we all really, really want and yearn for. So I'm here. Welcome to everyone. We've got a pretty good attendance already. And of course it grows as we get through the call because there are a lot of people calling internationally and they don't want to spend extra money up front. They want to be here primarily for the blessing. So I would like to call anyone who wants to join us from the community. Let us know what your needs are or just what your happiness is, what your gratitude is. We just passed Thanksgiving, and despite all the rush to find the bargain deals after Thanksgiving, the real spirit of Thanksgiving is exactly that, to be with our loved ones, our family, our communities, and find something for which to be grateful. There's something about gratitude and love that go hand in hand. There's something about gratitude and faith that go hand in hand. It's almost like a grand triangle for manifesting the life you want. Not necessarily for manifesting all the goals you have, but most definitely for the life you want. Because the life you want is one for which you will be grateful. It is one you will love, and you can only bring it about with faith. You really cannot go out to try and design your life. I learned years ago, I couldn't even go out and try to design a painting. If I tried to design it, it would be terrible because the design was in my head, and it didn't allow for all of the options and incidental developments that would occur when my hand holding the brush put paint to canvas and what that would look like and what had to come first before the next thing could happen. You can't anticipate those with design in your mind. And so if it's like that with a work of art on canvas, how could it possibly be any less complex with life? We can only navigate our life with faith. But that faith, and maybe we should talk about that a little more as we go through this class today. I'll bring up that subject as a theme that we'll repeat back to, like, what is faith and how do we know when we have it and how do we strengthen it? But first, I see that dear Mary is on the line, so I'm going to open your line, Mary.
Hey, Glenda, can you hear me?
Hi, I can.
Hi,
so good,
Glenda.
To hear you.
You too, and I just wanted to share this morning. I do this a lot, but I was doing this a lot this morning, and I was just reflecting on how enormously grateful I am to be a blessing giver and to, for all these years to receive the communion of this blessing. And, you know, how lucky are we that this happens every Sunday? And God bless you, Glenda Green, for your love and your dedication. And I don't ever want, I don't think it would be possible for me to take this for granted, but sometimes the enormous gratitude just wells up in my heart. And I it's like I want to pinch myself, and I just want to say, I am receiving the blessings of Jesus of Nazareth every Sunday. How wonderful is that? And so that's really what I wanted to share. God bless you. God bless everybody on this call. I learn from everybody's voice and testimony and heartache, and I just love you all dearly. And that's
Mary, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. And you reflect my sentiments about you.
Thank you.
I just look so forward to hearing your voice when you do speak. I know sometimes we're just kind of speechless. We don't know what to say. We just show up.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes just showing up for God is a big deal.
Right, right. And really, I think that, like you say, when you say you want to warm up the room and just hear how the community is doing, I learn so much from everybody. And it never fails that, you know, someone will be having an issue, or you'll give an answer that touches on something I needed to hear. So I'm grateful for every moment. So thank you, and God bless you. I love you, Glenda.
God bless you, too, and I love you. And you know what? Everybody on this call needed to hear that, because they may think, well, I don't want to take up 3 minutes of this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not every Sunday, because we do have to share the time. But, my goodness, see, it's so valuable.
Right.
All right, I'm going to take a call from Stephen. Bye-bye,
okay.
Mary. Hi, Stephen. You're on.
Hello, Glenda. Thank you. I'm showing up here. It reminds me of, I think, what Woody Allen once said, that 80% of life is just showing up. So I'm committed to showing up. And I just want to say, I'd like to put my sister Lisa on the list for blessings.
Okay, good.
Blessings. And also my good friend Shane and his lovely wife Vanessa, who Vanessa is going through chemo right now, overcoming lung cancer, and so I'd like to just continued blessings for them and for myself, just for my own healing path. I have sent you several emails over the weeks. I'm not sure if you're getting any of them, but
No, I didn't, Stephen.
Yeah. I sent it to GlendaGreen@gmail.com. Is that your email?
It is, but I had a flood of email this last week. I mean, it was a tsunami.
I'll
go back and just search for it for yours.
All right.
Now that I have to look for them.
So thank you again for all that you do and for these blessings, and you and your work and Yeshua and God has completely transformed my life over many, many years, and I'm so forever eternally grateful, and so thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I just love having you for a friend. So I'm going to take Susan's call, and you have all my blessings, Stephen.
I'll check
your emails too. Bye bye. Susan, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's been a few weeks.
Hi.
And I haven't been on the call, and I must be addicted to this because I went to a party this afternoon, and I they had assured me that I was going to be home before 4 o'clock. But when it was getting close and it was 3 something, I was getting very antsy.
I can tell you that we missed you.
Oh, that's so funny. I was just going to listen. I said, on the heels of Mary's call, I adore Mary. I adore Stephen. I adore everybody. But I remember Mary took over for you a while back when you couldn't. And I don't know. You just tell her. I can tell her.
Oh, Mary's a saint.
And she might have been in another lifetime.
I would be surprised if she wasn't.
No, I don't know why there's this anyway. But I missed you guys so that I almost before you put me on, I kind of had to apologize to the women at the country club saying, look, I'm just human. But I was, like, antsy and not too nice, and I wanted to get the hell out of there. That's honest. I've got to get honest.
Bless your heart.
You know? But, like, just feels, you know? I said, oh, I'm here. I'm home. I connected with Tony last week because I kept wanting to email you and tell you I want to be part of, you know, what you were thinking of doing. And I had... He said he emailed me, but I didn't see it. And
What was it you wanted to be part of? What was it?
You know, the heaven and earth, you know, the idea of, you know, bringing in the astrology.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
So I said,
we still have to get that posted. We have not found a good place yet, and our webmaster has been quite ill. We should have him on our blessing list.
Okay.
He's a lovely, lovely man who has helped so many people graciously.
Okay.
And served without pay for over a year. That doesn't mean I don't owe him when my ship comes in, but who would do that, really?
Yeah.
I mean, he is just a gracious, gracious individual. And so I have him on my list for blessing. And I didn't want to impose extra work on him since he's ill and it's pro bono.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I get that. So also, my nephew who has recurrence non-Hodgkin's, they're going to be starting stem cell, so I want to put a lot of love around him and a friend, Joey, who is with multiple myeloma, sweetest girl. I want to put, you know, a lot of blessings for her, too. And but I can't tell you how just a few weeks away from this, you know, makes such a difference in me that I, I'm laughing.
Uh-huh.
It feels so good to be here. So,
well, it's
my sisters and brothers.
You know, the old saying is, your home is where your heart is.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and,
right here.
And, you know, it's hard to find our heart sometimes in this world.
Oh,
and
yeah, but when you find it, you know.
And
and that's never been a problem.
You do.
I will say this. I am going forward with this eye surgery in January. I'm not looking straight. I got to do something with this. It's just, you know, I'm not seeing good. So
yeah,
I'm going for it. I am.
Pardon me. I had several eye surgeries, and they've all been successful.
Oh.
That side of medicine is very progressed and good. Just make sure you've got a good doctor, you know, and the procedures are very virtually, I would say, perfected. Providing your medical personnel is perfected.
I'm thinking that I'm going to a good man, and I'm getting the partial corneal replacement. So that's what I'm going to need. Yeah.
Good. Then you let us know when it's happening, and we'll offer a blessing for you that day.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, love
all
you.
All right.
Okay.
Love you too. And we missed you.
Yeah.
Okay, who else wants to come on board? Okay, don't see anyone else on board. So until I do, let me talk. Okay, there's Tony.
There you go.
Bless your heart, Tony. It wouldn't be a call without you.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Hey, good to talk with you.
Good to have you too.
Thank you. This has been a really an intense week. I had some health challenges this week, so I'm going to put myself on the blessing list. And Judy's kind of going through it now too. We've both had colds, and I had a few other things going on this week, so I want to ask. Both of us, and
I can tell by your voice.
Yeah, right. I feel much better overall, much improved. But I definitely still feel like, you know, more help and healing is needed. So I'll accept all the love and blessing I can get. Excuse me. But it was also a week of really, strong. There was revelation, going on and a lot of connections along with the energy. You know, it's strange. There's something that always, is present with the time of Thanksgiving since I was a child, was the anniversary of the death of President Kennedy. One of the things that I was struck by was that the date that Yeshua came was 28 years and one day exactly after the death of President Kennedy. That was the date of the appearance of the first light. It was November 23rd,
right.
1991, right?
That's right.
So what's interesting about that, when I, one day I was just sitting and I was reflecting on that, 28 years is the time it takes for Uranus to go a third of the way across the sky. So it's the completing of 120 degrees for Uranus. So Uranus trine Uranus. So that's Uranus moving into a harmonious position with wherever it was 28 years before. And the interesting thing was it was 28 years and one day. So, you know, God has all sorts of things happening in the universe that we can't even begin to understand. But I thought it was interesting that timing coincided with the first appearance of Yeshua's presence, connected with your, well, you know what, last Sunday when we had that Venus Jupiter conjunction, which was exact on Sunday a week ago, that was exactly 28 years and one day from the date of the appearance of his first presence, the first light.
Really? Oh, exactly. I didn't get that. Wow.
I didn't either. I was in the shower and, you know, a lot of times spirit talks when you're in the shower. I get it.
Uh-huh.
And that happened this morning. That message came this morning about that timing.
So 28 years and one day back to first light, and then 28 years and one day back to, JFK.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. So it seems that there's really, I am amazed continually by the patterns that show up. And it's something Yeshua said about patterns. Patterns reveal the deeper intelligence and reality that's present. So that one really resonates for me. And this sequence of events that are going on for us is unfolding still. And so the next sequence takes us with Venus will conjoin Saturn and Pluto. Which actually won't happen until December 11th and 13th. So Venus will be with Saturn and Pluto on those dates exactly. First on December 11th for Saturn and for December 13th for Pluto. And that one's speaking like this. Love, connecting, and rebalancing the relationship between divine love and structure. So that connection with Venus, Saturn, and Pluto. So it seems the gravity of the timing is something that's very evident. Just the intensity and the resonances with these very significant events, and it's connecting up for us in a very powerful way.
And I'm sure it means something a little different for each person according to their patterns and their interactions with the larger patterns of life.
Yeah.
But one of the things we have seen from intense study of patterns is the power of our universe to repeat itself over and over again in fractals.
Yeah.
So that literally a leaf will reflect the pattern of the tree or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are, so it brings up the idea, if we are children of God, then there must be something within us that patterns the universe.
Yeah.
A brilliant, brilliant man that I once knew, I still know him spiritually, but it was Dr. Robert Applegate, who was the head minister of Christ Truth League, which now houses the Lamb and the Lion. He was, just give you a little background of his life. He was born the son of a multimillionaire law family, like many lawyers in the family, many millions in the family. And they put him through Princeton, Princeton University, at the time when Albert Einstein was there. He was from definitely an older generation, and he actually met Dr. Einstein.
Wow.
Bob studied, had three PhDs himself, but one of them was in theology. And he could read the Bible in 17 languages.
Wow.
So, including the original Aramaic and the Jewish Bible. And so he worked with me in writing Love Without End to make sure that every word in that book was literally translatable into the ancient language of Yeshua, so that it was correct. It was linguistically correct.
Okay.
I wasn't just picking up a modern trend word, shall we say? You know, because words are always changing, and they change with the trend of thought. But so that every word that was critical words, not the how are you doing words, but the critical words in Love Without End were all accurately matched to ancient languages. So I have so much to thank him for, and I'm not exactly sure how we got on this subject, but yes, I do. In one of our conversations one day, he was commenting on something that Yeshua said in the book, and he said, every pattern in the universe is in your body. He said, that's how you were created in the image of God.
Oh.
And I said, really? And he said, yes. And I even had this conversation with Dr. Einstein. And I went, oh my God. I am kneeling at the foot of a prophet, you know. And so he said, every pattern in the universe is in your body. Now, let's take that one step further into your weekly discussions with us and revelations about what the planets are doing. Well, they're not specifically causing anything, because nothing overrides our free will, nothing overrides our faith, but they are reflective of changing patterns. And as the patterns in the universe change, so do they change inside us.
Yeah.
And then we have new choices to make. We have new decisions to make, new opportunities to observe and participate with. So I just wanted to bring a little bit different slant on the observations you're making, so that I tie it back in with the messages of Yeshua.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a beautiful perspective on it, and I just love being able to share these things, observe these things, and share these things. But I love what you just said, because that's exactly how it strikes me, that it's something that's speaking to us. The universe talks to us. It talks to us inside.
Oh, yeah.
It talks to us outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one last thing I meant to say about Dr. Applegate is, so he was worth millions. He gave everything to God because he said there is no wealth greater than God.
Mm.
Not many people would do that.
No.
They would keep a little bit in a savings account.
Yeah.
just to back up their faith. But that is a grand act of faith. A grand act of faith. I told you we were going to be talking about faith. And another, a grand act of faith is for us to trust ourselves. Just as I mentioned, as things move around in the world, as things move around in the universe, as things move around in the planet, they're going to move it around inside you, inside each one of us. Okay? And we have to make observations and choices about that. Which means we have to have faith in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's so often stated, well, do you have faith in God? Probably everybody on this call has more faith in God than they do in themselves.
Mm.
I would take that bet to Las Vegas. Having faith in yourself is one of the toughest things. The very toughest things we will ever do in our life. But that's where you start actually connecting with the universe, because it's all inside you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, Tony. Well, we always rev it up, don't we? But Eva's on the call, so I'm going to open her line and just thank you with so much appreciation for all that you do for us.
You too.
Eva, hi. You're on.
Hi, Glenda, and everybody else on the call. It's good to hear your voices. It was so good to hear Mary again. It's been a while, and I was happy to hear her, and I echo some of her sentiments as well. And I was just thinking how in my life I really don't think I could have gotten through without these blessing calls and everything that even before that time that you did with Love Without End, which truly gave me a new lease on life and continued to bless me throughout the years. But for today, I want to ask a special blessing for my sister, Naomi, and her husband, David. Naomi's been dealing with dementia. She had a doctor's degree and was working, you know, as a teacher for many, many years and was really sharp. And when this first started happening, I just really couldn't believe it. It was very, nobody in my family has ever had any problems with mental disease in their older age. She will be 90 in March, but she is very happy, which I'm thankful for. Whenever anybody asks her how she is, she's, oh, I'm just fine. And but her husband is not so fine. It's very difficult for him. And they could definitely use some blessings to help them through.
What is your husband's name?
David. It's Naomi and David. And they were married in later life. She was 61, actually, when she got married. Neither of them had been married before. And so they were both very independent, had had independent lives. And so for David, he was never used to taking care of anybody or thinking, you know, I mean, they didn't even a lot of times have meals together. They would just eat whenever they felt like eating and that type of thing. So it's been really difficult for him. And, you know, we've been trying to help. My daughter's been helping them out a lot. She helped him out with, she's very good with paperwork and calling people and trying to get help. And they finally did get some help in for her, some aides coming in, which is very helpful. And she ended up pointing them to Meals on Wheels, which has also been helpful. But they've been so used to eating very nutritious foods, and sometimes you don't get that when you just have a meal placed in front of you. And so that part's a little bit difficult, but he just said he knows this is what he has to do in order to make things work. But blessings for them would be very helpful.
Yes. Yes. For more quality of life. More love and ability to just be there with life.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like when I'm thinking of it, it's like learning how to just be And sometimes seeing somebody like that, like her, she's just being. And that's, there's a certain quality there, in a way. You know, not the kind that we think is quality of life, but at least she's happy, and I'm very thankful about that.
That's the most important thing right now.
Yeah,
that
it is.
Happy.
It is.
And the fact that this has come on when she's 90 probably indicates a change of phase in her life where she's going to be preparing herself for wrapping up her life. And just
yeah, I know that
Edgar
Cayce had said, I read that, had said that about people with Alzheimer's, dementia, different types, that they're really already partly in the other world. And mm-hmm. when I began to think of that, you know, it was longer ago when I read that, it made things seem very different to me, that the person is not really here totally, and they may be in a better place.
Exactly.
With most of their mind.
I noticed that happening with my mother in her last years. I mean, I could tell she was someplace else.
Yeah.
I mean, really. And she wasn't unhappy about it. So mm-hmm. the fact that Naomi is not unhappy suggests that
yeah,
that's what's going on.
She always was a very positive person. She would say one time that, well, when something bad happens, I always feel good because I think something better is going to happen later. You know, she feels like it's almost like an omen for something good to happen, which
right.
I thought was interesting at the time.
Cycle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, we have your loved ones on the list, and you too. And,
thank you.
Yeah. And I think it's about time we get ready for our blessing. Just everyone, just relax. Relax in your chair or in your bed if you need to be. If you need to be there, try to be where you can just go limp. So don't be standing up unless you're a blessing giver. We want you to be able to go limp when you receive it because you're going to be like a little noodle soaking up the soup. And as a matter of fact, once the blessing is complete, I want you to really go limp. And especially not to think or to focus on anything in the outer world. Just be a sponge. Just be a little receiver for at least 7 minutes. And it's okay if you nap because that is just taking the energy even deeper into your autonomic nervous system. And as it goes deeper, well, it soaks into every part of your body and your being. So it's a good thing. And we don't know where things will land. We don't know exactly how we will be carried through the events of our life. But that's part of faith. That's part of what we have to accept as the nature of faith. It's the unknown. It's the willingness to engage with something greater than what you can know. I think this is one of the reasons we were told not to name God, because God is larger than what we can know, larger than we can find or fit a name to. And the Holy Spirit moves through all the energies of life, greater than anything, again, we could limit or name or fully know. But we can know when it's coming to us. We can know when we're being blessed. We can know when God is with us. And I would say that part of our difficulty with faith in God when we have it is that we want to know God before we have faith. But having faith is knowing God. So when you can find the courage to pray and have faith, you are in the presence of God. God will not let you down. He will not allow you to pray and not hear him, and not hear you, and not be with you. And you may not see anything. You may not hear a voice. You may not sense even a presence. But God is there. You are heard. And that's where faith comes in, that you will continue to do that. And sometimes I think that we are intentionally denied feedback in order to strengthen our faith. If we could only believe in what we see, what kind of faith would that be? I think it's more like this. You believe it and you will see it. Your faith will confirm your love. Your faith will confirm your life. Your faith will establish your destiny. And so that's what I want you to hold in your mind as we get ready to just release everything. Let that be the only thing left. And it's not something you think about. You can't think about faith. It just is. But you can let it have a presence in your heart, in your mind, in your life as we move into this blessing. So blessing givers, will you join me standing? And everyone else, take a deep breath, hold it, and then let it out slowly. And again, and let it out slowly. And we'll do that a third time. Just rest in peace. I will say my prayer to Yeshua and then call forth the blessing givers. Dear Yeshua, we love you. We have all come today by our presence to say we love you. Sometimes we don't say it in words or even feel we need to say it in words because our heart says it for us. And we feel your love. We know so many times in life we could not have gotten through what we were facing without you, without your help, without your love, without your encouragement, and the strength you provide for our faith. We ask that you be with everyone on this list today. They probably don't know. We ask a blessing for them. But we seek to be the blessing in their life and to radiate your energy from us to them and you to them directly. We thank you for being with the lonely and the sick. For being with the bereaved, for being with the hungry, and showing them how to find the food of life. We thank you for being with those who are under despotic tyranny, that they may learn from your life that they can transcend the pain and the hardship to be more than they ever thought they could be. All it takes is faith and the will to endure and to love one another. We thank you for teaching us that and for suffering in order to teach us that. So important was the lesson. Most of all, we thank you for just being with us and showing us who we are and that we are worthy children of God, so that we can become more than who we are every day that we live. We ask these things in your blessed name of God our Father and the grace of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now continue to receive by just resting for at least 7 minutes. I wish you a wonderful week and a wonderful progression toward Christmas, good health, happiness, good friends, and a life that you enjoy. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.